at the time, Lillian left Norfolk, Virginia, see. And
Mabel, I want to ask you a question. This is different. What do you remember of the war years, the Second World War? How did that affect your life?
It didn't bother me. Who is that?
It's probably the male.
Oh, now the first...
Second World War.
The Second World War.
Remember, that's
I
around 19...
I can remember that. I lived in New York, and I lived on 8th Avenue. I can't exactly where. I know. I can see the place now. And Lillian was with me. I think she was with me because I was an air raid ward, and I got the thing for the air raid ward.
What would you
and
do?
At night time, I'd go out, and other girls, other women would go in the, you know, and watch, supposed to be watching, see. And I got a citation for that.
Who gave it to you? You remember? It's okay.
Wait a minute now. I'll get him. LaGuardia. I think it was. And I belong to different little things, you know. And
did you go
I
to
come
more?
Home? No, I ran for an office and got the office.
Tell about that. I didn't know.
See,
about that.
I can't remember too much about it. Only one person can remember about that, and she can hardly remember me. And that she's on 110th Street.
Very patriotic.
Yeah.
You were.
And I was voting and carrying on. Set up at night with the other girls. And that's where one of the girls married another girl. They had a big wedding what's his name? Oh God, the minister. He passed away, but he was gay too, and he married this couple. She went downtown and got
right,
the blood.
Right, you told that story on another tape. Oh, the girl just did that on another tape.
Yeah,
she was telling me. Let's go back to the war years. I want to know. Did you go out to bars during that time?
Bars.
Did you?
Yeah,
go?
Yeah, I went to bars.
Lesbian bars where gay people went.
Well, yeah.
Black,
and all kind of people with these went to these bars.
Do you remember?
And that's how I got in. Got missed a couple of girls come from Jersey City over to visit, and that's how this part of Bedford Hill comes in.
But that's in the '20s. Isn't it? I thought Bedford Hills was in your... It was...
2021, 22.
Right,
yeah.
We're later
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
in the
yeah.
war.
Okay. We're in the war. And we had...
Did you know women in uniform? Did you know any women who'd gone into the army? Or no?
Yeah. Because there was... Oh, yeah. There was Lillian... Not my Lillian, another woman named Lillian. Her daughter signed up and was and got in the uniform in the WAX. It was known as the WAX.
Mm-hmm.
And then in later years, she was, all of them got, somebody squealed on them.
And they were lesbians.
Yeah, they were all lesbians. Every one of them. Lillian's daughter was a lesbian. And it's got all mixed up there in the army. And it was something. They was going to court martial somebody.
Yeah, many hundreds and hundreds of women they couldn't get jobs.
That's right.
It was terrible.
Somebody squealed on somebody else. And Lillian was one of the main ones in that army. See, I never did get the real tale of it because her mother left and went to California. That's how we parted.
But when you would have parties in the 30s, would gay women come in uniform? Were there any women there in your circle of friends who were in the wax.
Wax. Yeah. But how they caught up with them, I don't know.
That happened.
But I know it was a damn nasty scandal. See, it was told on them, white and black. See, they told about them, what they were doing, the parties they went to. See, I was snooky. I get out of everything that's supposed to be gotten into. Because I'd move from this place and go there.
Mabel, would you ever get angry at how gay people were treated then, or how black people were treated? Did you ever have feelings of anger at white people, or at the rest, or like when you?
No, Joan. I liked everybody. That was the worst part of me. White, black, green, or yellow. I liked them all.
But even as long when you saw things that made you angry, like the government doing this to these people, did that make you angry when you heard these women were thrown out of the army?
I was mad. I got mad. I got damn mad. See, because I said at a party one night, I said the same people that's picking on the gay people are doing the same thing. Somebody took me up on it. I says, now you here, you're mad at me. Why get mad at me? I says, you at the party. You shouldn't be at the party then. I said, I like everybody here, and I wouldn't squeal on nobody. Clubs and things I'd go to.
Plenty
of the gay people.
Talk about the clubs. What kind of clubs?
What's the name of that club now? Like up on the hill.
The Garden of Joy, you told me.
Yeah,
about
the Garden of Joy and all of them.
But name some others. That you've told me about. But can you remember the names of any of the others?
No, I don't remember too much names. But, you run in a club and you go there a couple of times and then you wouldn't go anymore. You go someplace else. You didn't stay in one spot. See, I went to Philadelphia for a couple of times with the gay boys and women.
Hold on a minute. Do you recognize any of these names? They bring back a memory to you. The Zodiac Club. Here's the map.
Is that the...
And these are the... What about Mount Morris Park?
Yes.
You remember that?
Let me
read them to you. And then
Go ahead.
Tubby's. The Hideout.
Yes.
You remember the Hideout?
Yes.
The Purple Manor.
Mm-hmm.
News Cafe.
The News Cafe. I don't remember that too well,
Hilltop.
But I think I've been there.
Hilltop.
Yeah.
The Admiral Bar.
Yeah, I've been in there too.
Tubby's.
Mm-hmm.
What about Blind Charlie's?
I only went there once or twice.
Can you talk about that? Can you talk about any of these?
Well, you see, those people, somebody would take you to these places, see? Another woman would take you to these places. You don't go in there by yourself. You always got to have an understudy or somebody with you. Especially and the first thing they say, how old are you? Especially if you look too young. How old are you? See?
How about Whiteheads?
Who?
Whiteheads.
Where's
or they're all here. See, here are the where
I
they are.
I see.
Archers.
Yeah, Archie.
You know about Archers?
Archie, that's a woman.
Well, these are names of bars, so.
Oh, the
bars. What about Old Lady Cunard's? Snooki's?
No, I never got into that one.
But you'd heard about it.
Oh, I heard about them,
What
yeah.
did you hear about
They them? Raise hell. They're there. Fight and do a little bit of
what
everything.
What about Snooki's?
Snooki, yeah, I heard about old Snooki.
Grapevine?
Yep.
Tell me about the Grapevine, Mabel. Anything you know?
The Grapevine was where a lot of lesbians and gay people went, both from downtown and uptown. See, they'd go there and they'd drink and talk and carry on.
What about the Mahogany?
No, I never went in there. I heard about it. I heard that about it when I was going to Lily Walker's house. That's how I heard about that.
And the Audubon Ballroom.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know everybody knows that ballroom.
Tell me about that.
Everybody knows the Audubon
Ballroom. Tell me about the Audubon Ballroom.
Well, though, that was when they had dances. And you come there and drag.
See? Is that where you took me once? Do you remember back in the 50s?
I think so. Audubon, yeah. Yeah, that was, I suppose, decent, respectable place.
With hundreds and hundreds of people.
Oh, sure, hundreds of people. Not sure that was A number one. You had to go there all dolled up and looking like Astor's pet horse.
I remember that. I'll never forget it. You know why I remember it?
No.
Remember Carol, my lover who died?
Oh, yeah.
And you and Lillian took Carol and me there?
Oh, yeah.
And I was wearing a black dress? And you know that there was a balcony, right? There was the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Circled around there like that.
And I was visiting someone on the balcony. And then when I was coming down the steps, this is your story, I shouldn't be talking, but this very handsome stud looked at me and said to Carol, can I borrow your woman? She's really saying something. I thought that was the most wonderful thing anyone had ever said.
She's saying something. That's the way they talk.
Do you remember other phrases from that? She's really saying something? Or?
Well, there's quite a few things I can't remember. Sometime when I'm talking, something will come to me, you know.
But so you remember these bars. But you didn't go there so much.
No, I didn't go to them so much.
Why?
Unless somebody took me.
Were they expensive?
Yes, they're just like they are now. See, and you had to be, the person who took you had to be known. See, now for instance, I went to Lily Walker's home. I was known.
Right, you told that story.
You hear that crack?
No, honey, only you can hear it.
Oh, only I can hear it. And of course, then you become known, see. And a lot of actors and actresses, they wouldn't remember, but I remember them, you know, because I had nothing else to do but remember people.
All right, should we stop for now? Should we stop for now?
What?
Stop. I'll take, you know, till the next time. Is there anything else about Lillian that you remember? Lillian isn't here, so you have to be her voice in the book.
Yes.
So is there anything else that you think should be in the book about Lillian, about how she looked or what she liked? What were some of her favorite things? What did she enjoy doing?
Well, she enjoyed going out. She enjoyed going to parties, private parties, and around the corner from where I live at now, the people that had it, they live up in the... up here, up there by, what you call them, they remember Lillian well. Because they used to say to me, why haven't you got somebody else other than that woman? I said, I don't want nobody else. That's okay. I'm getting on all right. Now, that woman can tell you. See, she lives up, and she was going away, her and her sweetheart. But I don't think they went. Mm-hmm. I got their name and everything in the book.
Was Lillian a flirt?
Well, in a way, yes, and in a way, no.
Tell me.
Well, she fell for a woman. We used to go to the party. This woman was a nurse, and she fell for this woman. I knew it, but I said nothing about it. See, so woman used to invite us over for dinner and like that. Helen Merritt, her nieces and cousins lives right here near you, one of these blocks.
Okay, tell me the story, honey.
They could tell you more about it than I can because Lily used to run up there and say, I'm going to bed.
So she had an affair?
Yeah.
And what did you feel about that?
Well, to me, that didn't bother me. I wouldn't tell you why it didn't bother me, because I don't like jumping down people's throat for every little thing they do. You can't stop me for having passion for that girl over there, or feeling for that girl over there. You can't stop it. So you might as well forget it.
You're very...
See? And that's how I got along. So many years. I knew her and Helen was going together. Didn't bother me. Then Helen tried to make me. I laugh at her. No. Because I never wanted a woman that I had no feeling for. I don't care how good looking she was, how bad looking she was. Didn't bother me. I had a damn lot of them.
You had a lot of women, Mabel?
Sure.
You tell how many women?
Get out of here! I had enough. Didn't bother me. White, black, green, or yellow, that didn't bother me.
In fact, you liked them.
Yeah, I liked them all. Mm-hmm. All the little dears I loved. See? I suppose I just wanted to be, wanted everybody liking me. That's all. And Lillian's own niece threatened to kill me if I didn't go to bed with her. I says, yes, I'll go to bed with you. Yeah. Well, let me chose the time and the place. It never happened. Because I knew I would never be alone with her, because she was a nasty woman. She'd knock your head off in 5 seconds. Young
Mabel,
woman, too.
Here's a question I never asked you, but it just dawned on me. Your size, the fact that you were small.
Yeah.
Did that pose any problem for you with other women, either the studs or the wives? I mean, studs are usually supposed to be big, bigger than their women. Did you ever feel that you wanted to be bigger, or did you ever...
No, I never felt I wanted to be bigger or smaller. I just felt I wanted to be clever. Get anything I wanted, whether it was little or big. That's all. I got away with it, too. But I never bothered nobody else's property. Very seldom I'd go after something somebody else had. One thing, I was scared I'd get my head knocked off.
That's what I mean, because you were small. I mean, it's not like you could...
So I wouldn't bother them, see? They'd get after me, but I'd be gone. There was one girl I was scared of death of her. She was a tall, very good-looking woman. She lived in the same house that we live in Lenox Avenue, 125th Street, I think it was. Yes. And she wanted me to go to bed with her. I told her no. She says, well, I'll tell Lillian. I said, you ain't going to tell Lillian a damn thing. She said, yes, I will. Every time somebody wanted to do me dirty or threaten me, something happens to them.
You know why, right? You have an expression. What's your expression for that?
She never got the chance.
She
was going to do it, though.
Because she was so angry that you didn't...
She was angry. She wanted me to go to bed with her. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go. I didn't feel like going. I had trained myself so that I had a certain amount of passion for anyone and like that. I've been trained for years.
Why did you train yourself?
Because I was alone so much, and I didn't want to be bothered with anyone. Very selfish. That's why. Up to the day, I'm the same way.
Oh, I don't think you're selfish.
Oh,
at
yes,
all.
I am. Yes, ma'am, I am.
You protect
yourself. Well, you can call it anything you want. That's your business, but I know it.
Did you feel selfish with Lillian?
No, because I had her. And she's just like a person when you put them in, for instance, if you move into a suburb place, mm-hmm. and the people are there, you're going to try to do everything you possibly can so those people think you're nice. See? And we like you. Well, that's the way we carried ourselves, her and I. See? And she did something, I'd go over it. I'd look over it. See? I didn't care what she did. She'd look over. But I schooled her so that she wouldn't bother any of the women that we come in contact with, white or black. Because if so, somebody would find out we wasn't sisters. We went past as sisters all the time.
Oh, I didn't know that. So in the straight world, you passed
as
sisters.
That's true, sisters.
And you taught her how to do that.
Sure. Because then you couldn't run around here, I'm gay and bum, 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 bum. We couldn't walk around like you walk around there holding hands and like that, mm-hmm. or kiss somebody in the street. You couldn't do it then. So you had to train yourself and be nice along with it.
Did you ever feel like you wanted to explode, that you did want to hold someone's hand in the street? Did you ever want
Well, no, Fred, I got the chance.
You didn't let them scare that out of you?
No, they didn't scare that out of me. I got the chance.
Can you talk about that a little?
That's nothing to talk about. That's just simply you want a little bit and you got a little bit. You want maybe. But the only person I got mad, absolutely mad, was Lillian. They used to talk about, if I catch my old lady going down on somebody, I'd kill her. Missing the party, see. And the one, so I tried it on Lillian. Not that I wanted to, I tried it. She told on me. I never tried it on her no more. From that time on till she died. No. You don't catch me napping but once. See? She told, and she told Rose.
Now, but, you know, explain that, because things are different now. In
things
the sense,
are different.
Going down on your lover is a beautiful thing, and every
yeah,
people talk
that's
about
what
it.
You all say now, but right. At that time, you couldn't do it. And it got out, you're the baddest thing that ever walked.
And what years are we talking about?
That year was in 1935.
So now, are you saying to me that then, the lesbians you knew, are you saying this, that they would go down, making love with the mouth, right?
Yes.
In private, but
yes.
They wouldn't tell anybody.
They wouldn't tell nobody. They would not tell nobody about
it. Because it was considered low class?
Low class, you were terrible. Oh, my
but
God.
But yet everybody was doing it.
Yeah, everybody. Now I know everybody was doing it. And I wouldn't have known it if I hadn't met Chris.
I could have told you.
Damn it, if I hadn't met Chris, I wouldn't have known.
So you
Chris
thought nobody
told
else
me,
did this?
Oh, I thought nobody done
but
that.
But you, and that's why you were so mad at Lillian.
Yeah.
But Rose has probably done it, too.
Hell, Rose has done it. Rose has been with people who did it to her.
Everybody.
And
nobody was talking
about
it.
But nobody would tell me about it.
So you felt embarrassed.
Sure. And I didn't know Lillian told Rose until after she was dead.
But wait, then why did you stop doing it?
Because one morning, I was turned the Wings Over Jordan was playing, and something happened, I don't know, but Lillian says to me, she was drunk. She says, yes, she says, so you've been eating, you were kissing my pussy, and I didn't know you did that. If you done it to me, you must have been done to somebody else. I was through with her.
But Mabel,
anytime you bring something up to me, I'm through with it.
But did you enjoy it when you did it?
No. I was trying something out. Don't you understand?
I know, but I'm saying, like, I love it when women do that, and I love to do it. Did you and any part of you like it?
No, I only done it that once to Lillian.
And you didn't like it?
Uh-uh. I didn't care nothing about it, cause I figured, wait a minute.
If she had been different, do you think you would have liked it?
Maybe I would have. But the thing is, it was tried on me, and I didn't like it.
You didn't like it either?
I didn't like it.
Why didn't you like it?
I don't know. I just didn't like it. From then on to this moment, I don't like it. I couldn't take it.
How do you mean?
I mean, I couldn't take it that thing is a very powerful thing. I have studied it. I've got books and study it. It's a powerful thing, and if you don't be just so, that'll kill you.
You mean going down on someone?
Yes. It's too powerful. It's a very powerful thing.
And that's why. So it was so powerful.
I didn't want no parts.
But not because you hated it, but because it could be so powerful.
I didn't want it on me, because if I go down somebody else, they might go down on me, and I couldn't take it. See, I tried it with Chris. I couldn't take it. She knew I couldn't take it. I could do it to her. Oh, I don't mind that.
That's what I'm asking. Do you like doing it?
Yeah, but I don't want her to do it to me.
Because it's too powerful.
It's powerful, and I couldn't take it.
Mabel, yeah. I want to ask you a question.
You asked me 7-11. How many more are you going to ask me?
And I don't know, when you made love, no, I have to find the right words, I know your hand hurts, did you have orgasms yourself? Do you know what an orgasm is?
Did you have orgasms? Yeah.
So you know what that is, so, and that didn't scare you.
No, that didn't scare me. That's okay. But a holy smoke, if somebody deliberately go down on me, couldn't take it.
Because it was so powerful.
It's powerful. That I know. It is. And I don't want it. I run from it.
Do you
If I get a woman that wants to do that, I'll let her go real fast.
What do you like to do to a woman?
I don't know what I like. Don't be asking, because I don't know.
But what did you like to do to Lillian? You didn't like to go down on her, but what did you like to do?
Well, no.
Did you touch her with your fingers?
No, sometime, and then we'll be naked and, you know, go to each other like that.
Explain it in words, Mabel. You'd rub your bodies together?
Yeah, and things like that.
Would you put your thigh between her legs?
And then we'd get together like that.
Do you mean like 69?
Yeah, like 69.
All right, now 69 means
you go down me and I go down on you.
Right, but I thought you just, yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Wait a minute. She wouldn't do it to you, or you wouldn't do it to her?
I wouldn't do it to her.
And you wouldn't let her do it to
you?
No,
I wouldn't let
her. So what would happen in that position?
Then nothing damn happened.
Then what? Did Lillian have orgasms?
I don't know. I didn't ask her. I think I go around asking them.
Well, was it important to you that she had sexual pleasure, maybe?
I don't know. It didn't bother me in the least. I'm a very peculiar person.
But did you want to give her pleasure?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you want pleasure for yourself?
Well, I got pleasure.
How did you get pleasure?
I masturbate like that.
With her, with you, or by yourself?
By myself. Uh-huh. See, that controls your whole self. When you begin to get a habit of that,
you were afraid of losing control. Is that what sex was?
Oh, no.
Did, when you first met Lillian, did you like to make love to her? Did you like to kiss her and touch
yeah,
her?
Yeah, I loved to kiss her and I would...
Touch her breasts?
Come and like that.
Come like... Which, in the book, they can't see what you're doing with your hands. Right. What do you mean? You'd come like this. What does this mean?
You know, all right, I'll be... Ouch. I'd be kissing her.
Would you be on top of her? Would you lie
on top? No, I'd be standing up. I'd be standing up.
And kissing her?
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen?
Okay.
And would you come?
Mm-hmm.
From just from kissing her?
Well, as a young woman, then I could come real good.
You'd come just from kissing her? That's pretty nice, Mabel.
Yeah, I have a big time. I'm getting to bed and I kiss her. I'd come. I was very passionate then. I got to the point where I had to control myself. I said, this is no good, because I'll see some woman grab somebody else's woman, and I'll get in a lot of trouble.
Was Lillian passionate?
Well, I guess she was. She was running with Helen.
Mabel, do you think one reason she went with other women was that... She-